Good morning, today is 28th of January 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares gave up early gains to end notably lower on Friday as weak Q3 earnings overshadowed positive cues from global markets. BSE Sensex swung around 521 points before finishing down by 169 points. Nifty ended down 69 points. Stocks in focus, Maruti Suzuki India slumped more than 8% after the country's largest passenger car maker reported a 17% fall in quarterly net profit, hit by higher commodity prices, currency fluctuation, and weaker demand. Zee Entertainment Enterprises nosedived 31% on reports that is in talks with three firms to halve promoter holding. Larsen & Toubro has reported strong set of earnings for the quarter ended December 2018 as profit grew by 37% year-on-year. Revenue from operations in Q3 increased by 24.2%. DHFL's net sales in December 2018 up 23.53%. Net profit up 2.5%. Fizz's net sales at 513.79 crore rupees in December 2018 up 12.54%. Biocon's Q3 net profit more than doubled, rising 136.34% YOY to 217.2 crore rupees. Biocon's total revenue for the third quarter was 1,566.4 crore rupees, up 43.5% from the previous year. SunTech Realty, net sales at 61.94 crore rupees up 28.31%. Quarterly net profit at 51.38 crore rupees in December 2018 up 85.21%. Key earnings to watch: Canara Bank, Century Textiles, PEL, RBL Bank, Shri Ram Transport Finance and Tata Power. Market view. Nifty opened marginally higher on Friday at 10,859.75 levels and extended its gains till 10,931 in opening hours of trading. Market was remained under pressure because of negative news flow from frontline stocks like Maruti and Zee Entertainment. Nifty fall 175 points from day's high to close down by 69 points at 10,780, which is 50 and 100 DMA. Nifty made bearish engulfing pattern on daily as well as on weekly charts, which is bearish in nature. But at the same time, Nifty has given closing near 50 days and 50 weeks moving average levels placed at 10,780 and 10,760 respectively, which can act as support. We expect volatility to continue. On downside, immediate support is at 10,740 and 10,690 levels. While resistance can be seen near 10,845 and 10,890 for today's session. For further details, refer IGSL Market Insight report on InventureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.